At KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour. Let's go to the phone. Lucy Hackett is with us today, and Lucy is with the Kit Carson Mountain Men wagon train. They're leaving Ione today, heading to Plymouth. Good morning, Lucy.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Can you hear me over the horses and all the excitement there? Or are you actually sitting in your kitchen?
yeah, I'm looking at my computer.
Oh, okay.
actually, this is an exciting day because it's the first time that this new incarnation of the Kit Carson Mountain Men Wagon Train has been able to spend some time in Ione. So they spent the night last night in Howard Park, and they will be going to Main Street this morning for a community photograph, which they've been doing that every year in each town, kind of taking turns. So they're looking forward to people coming out to be, you know, part of that photograph with the wagon train and come out and visit with the wagon train for a little bit.
And Lucy, what time is that going to be? What time is that going to be about?
Let me check on that. They are expecting to be, well, they're expecting to stop on Main Street at 9 o'clock for about 20 minutes.
Okay. Okay.
So they're going to leave about 8:30, and then from Howard Park go to Main Street, and you know, give or take a few minutes, it's lots of things can get in the way of being
right,
on time
right,
with
right.
a wagon train. But anyway, so that's why there is no parking this morning on portions of Main Street because of a wagon train coming through and wanting to have the photograph. So about a 20-minute stop there this morning, then they'll head on to Plymouth, and the route they're going to take is they're going to go out to Waterman Road after they leave Main Street, and they're going to take Waterman Road and skip over a section of 124 there on the Plymouth Highway. Then they will be on the Plymouth Highway for a section till they get to Willow Creek Road. They'll take Willow Creek Road over to Highway 16 and just take a short jump east on Highway 16 to Greelich Road. And then, so there will be the wagon train for a very, gosh, I don't know, what is it, maybe half a mile, a quarter mile or whatever between Willow Creek Road and Jackson Road, and Greelich Road there on Highway 16. Then they'll take Greelich Road to Old Sacramento Road and come into Plymouth on the back road there and finish up at the fairgrounds.
Lucy, I know there was some talk possibly that if the Greelich route was, you know, wet due to the rains, they would just stay on Highway 16. Do you know if they've made the decision to go Greelich and to Old Sacramento?
Yeah, no, as far as I know, Greelich should be fine. As far as I know, they're going to be there. So, yeah, because that would be a pretty significant stretch on Highway 16 and 49 then if they couldn't. But, yeah, Greelich Road should be fine. So
All right. If
I hear differently, I'll let you know. Then if you want to go over and see the wagon train tonight at Plymouth Fairgrounds, it's free. Go on over. They're going to have a barbecue there from 5 to 7 if you'd like to join the wagon train for dinner or have nothing else planned. That sounds like a good idea. But anyway, they'll be camped out there. You just go on over and visit and chat with the wagoneers and pet their beautiful horses, and then they'll be leaving tomorrow morning from Plymouth and going to Drytown for a private encampment tomorrow night. Mm-hmm.
Now, Lucy, I've had people ask me, in fact, my good friend Mike McQuaig, Mike and Angie are thinking about going on Saturday. And he was saying,
okay,
you know, can I go any other night? And I said, yeah, I believe every other night except I think it's Thursday
night. Every night, but Thursday night. Right.
So how does that work? You just go and you can join, because they're going to be doing entertainment, but you have to pay for the food. Is that it?
Right, you have to pay for the barbecue. I do have a question into Bobby Lawton. Lawton Ranch is providing the barbecues, and I didn't know what the price for dinner will be or any details about that. So as soon as I have that, I'll share that with you. But yes, all you have to do is show up. They're cooking for the wagon train, and they always have extra. So on Friday night, if you'd like to go to the Italian picnic grounds, you can have barbecue dinner there. That's a great place to visit. There's going to be some live music there. The square dancers are going to be giving a demo dance. You just hang out. Last year, they served beer and wine. I think that's going to happen again this year there at the Italian picnic grounds. And then at on Saturday, same thing at the Lawton Ranch. It's going to start around 11 o'clock in the morning with family activities. It's going to kind of just be come visit anytime all day. And then if you'd like to hang around in the evening, it's going to be a barn dance. They have a band called Warm Charlie is going to be there playing in the evening with the barbecue starting at 4 o'clock. And all that info is available at visitjackson.com.
All right. Lucy, thank you very much.
All right.
All right.
Wave
have a good
the
day.
Wagon train when it goes by.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you. All right. Let's continue with the news here this morning. The Amador County Board of Supervisors has decided to add economic development duties to the county's General Services Administration. For the last several months, the board has been considering hiring a full-time economic development director who would be charged with attracting new business development and growing and retaining existing companies in the county. Rather than hire a new full-time employee, the board directed the head of County General Services, John Hopkins, and his staff to take on the task. Hopkins will receive a 7% pay increase to go with his new duties. Currently, the General Services Administration oversees repair and maintenance of county buildings and facilities, as well as the county government's fleet of vehicles. The board also fielded a request from the Amador Chamber of Commerce for funds to help promote business in the county. The board voted to grant the chamber $35,000 for the year, an increase from the last 2 years. Finally, the board honored retiring county surveyor Steve Zanetta on his retirement and appointed previous county surveyor George Allen to fill the role on a temporary part-time basis while the county advertises to fill that position.
The Amador County Planning Commission took public input as the county considers a new ordinance regulating short-term rentals. The commission heard a wide range of comments on residential rentals listed on such websites such as Airbnb. These comments fell into two main groups, those that called for a county crackdown on short-term rentals, including both tough regulations and permitting requirements, and also from those that operate short-term rentals of their own, who urged the Planning Commission to take a lighter approach to regulation. Following the public comments, the Planning Commission discussed the new ordinance with staff. As discussed, the county would require a new staff-level permit for smaller rental units that offered a limited number of bed or guests. Large units, or those that hosted events, would be required to apply as bed and breakfast establishments, which would require a public hearing. The commission also directed that the Kirkwood area be exempt from the new ordinance due to special circumstances for the seasonal housing around the resort. A draft ordinance will now be crafted for review at a future Planning Commission meeting, with final approval of any new law going before the Board of Supervisors.
And a Valley Springs grow house was recently raided by the Sheriff's Office Marijuana Enforcement Team. Monday afternoon, enforcement team members served a search warrant for an illegal marijuana cultivation site at a residence on Berkesey Drive in Valley Springs. During the service of the warrant, an indoor marijuana operation was located. Investigators discovered the interior of the residence had been converted into several individual growing rooms. A total of 401 marijuana plants and 13 pounds of processed marijuana were seized. County code enforcement responded and discovered multiple code violations, including unpermitted hazardous electrical work and mold. No suspects were located. The Calaveras Sheriff's Office encourages anyone with information on illegal marijuana cultivation sites or sites manufacturing concentrated cannabis to call the Sheriff's Office Marijuana Tip Line. That number is 754-6870.
On Tuesday morning, panic broke out at San Andreas Elementary School when a teacher reported that a student had not returned from the restroom. According to reports, the teacher, a substitute, reported a girl had gone to the bathroom but had not returned. Staff conducted a sweep of the campus but were unable to locate the child. School officials contacted the Calaveras Sheriff's Department, who began to conduct a search of the surrounding areas while school authorities were attempting to contact the girl's parents. The school eventually contacted the parents, who told them that the girl was with them and had never attended school that day. School officials are relieved to report that there were no missing students.
And county crews have begun the first phase in the repair of Independence Road west of Railroad Flat. Washed out by this winter's heavy rains, flooding and landslides on the roadway forced its closure from Deerdorf to Dogwood Pass. Calaveras Public Works Deputy Director Kelly Zanizer reported that engineers have allowed for a temporary fix, which will open the roadway on Saturday. While the debris removal is going on and planning for a permanent fix is underway, the county hopes to have one lane open. The rest of the road will be two lanes. Signage will direct travelers in the areas where one-way traffic is implemented. According to Zanizer, a bid package for a major debris removal contract is to be awarded in the next 3 weeks. Tracking of the debris removal is required in order to receive state and federal disaster funding.
Legislation has been approved by the State Senate Committee that would place new restrictions on housing developments in areas designated as being high fire risk. Under the proposed law, all new housing developments in fire-prone areas would be required to have an enforcement program and a funding mechanism to pay for it to keep vegetation away from homes. In addition, a wildfire hazard assessment and mitigation plan would be required prior to developments being approved by local governments. For larger projects of 9 or more homes, roads would have to be designed so that fire equipment and potential evacuees can safely get in and out during an emergency. An evacuation plan would also have to be developed and sites identified where residents can shelter in place in the event of a wildfire. The California Building Industry Association opposes the legislation, arguing that new homes are already built to more fire-resistant standards. Governor Newsom earlier this month stated that he opposes banning development in high fire areas, noting that living close to forest land is part of the state's wild and pioneering spirit. However, he has indicated general support for increased regulations. The bill passed in the Senate committee with an 8-3 vote. It is unclear if there is support in the full Senate and Assembly.
And a quick note, there will be no parking along Main Street in Ione today between 8 and 10 due to the wagon train coming through town. As Lucy said, they're scheduled to leave Howard Park about 8:30. They should be on Main Street at 9. They'll be there for about 20, 30 minutes before they begin their trek up Preston Avenue to Waterman Road, out to 124, up 124 to Willow Creek Road, then on to Highway 16 to Greelich Road, Greelich to Old Sacramento, and to the Plymouth Fairgrounds for the night.
And along those lines, we have a rider alert because of the days of 49. The wagon train's coming through April 24th, that's today, through the 26th, and Amador Transit buses will be delayed today from Ione to Plymouth, tomorrow, Thursday, the 25th of April, from Plymouth to Drytown, and Friday, the 26th, from Drytown to Amador City and Sutter Creek. And for more information, visit amadortransit.com or give them a call at 267-9395.
All right. Thank you, Megan. Got a email here from Jennifer Braswell, who works up at Pioneer Elementary School, Lunch Lady Land at Pioneer Elementary School, and she wanted me to mention happy anniversary to her husband, Dave. He works for PG&E, got called out yesterday at 4 a.m. to the big Stockton fire, and she hasn't seen him, so she wanted us to tell him that she loved him and happy anniversary. Unfortunately, Jennifer, we can't relay public messages like that on the radio. But if we could, we would wish your husband a happy anniversary for you there. So anyway, that wraps up a look at, it's an FCC thing, no personal messages. That's a look at local news on a Gold Country, a Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm Megan O'Keefe.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. We're back with a look at weather, roads, and more in just a moment. Remember, for the latest traffic and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.